Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. We are delighted that you joined us for today's broadcast. Our prayer is for the Word of God to transform you into the image of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, while simultaneously causing you to triumph everywhere the soles of your feet shall tread. Now let's get into the Word with Apostle Trevor Banks.
Shall be a root of Jesse, which shall stand for an ensign of the people. To it shall the Gentiles seek, and his rest shall be glorious. There's the word glory. So rest has a great deal to do with connecting you to glory. His rest shall be glorious. We looked at Matthew 11, 25 and 30, where Jesus said, come unto me, all ye that labor, right? And are heavy laden. Labor, not just work, but he's talking about labor in the flesh. Laborious stuff, you know, that is not producing. You know, labor that causes anxieties. And troubling and strife and contention and argument and all kind of fleshly carnal things. He said, come unto me, all you who labor like that. All ye that labor and are heavy laden. How many know Jesus' yoke is easy? Some one person. Y'all better start answering. The elder, help out here. Like. I'm going to ask it again. How many know, if y'all don't know, I know, that Jesus' yoke is easy. And his burden is light. Listen, don't get that twisted. You may be going through trial or tests that seem heavy. Or the burden, you know, the warfare is intense. That doesn't take away from the reality that his burden is light. So when you get frustrated and ready to give up, check yourself. Because most likely you've been fighting a battle with the wrong means or fighting the battle from the soulish realm. Remember, Jesus is our example, and that look at him in the boat, he didn't rise in his emotions. Sometimes you burn out or become discouraged because you're locked into your emotions. Yes, yes. Oh, yes. See, the disciples felt like, you know, anything that came up needed their attention. Why are you paying attention to everything? You heard somebody, it sound like they said your name. Hey, what'd you say? You don't even know that person. They don't know you. What you talking about over there? Let me make this clear. Jesus didn't pay attention to a lot of stuff. Stop allowing stuff to take your energy. Zapping you of your energy. Your mind is everywhere. And it's the devil behind a lot of that. Just taking, just taking, just taking, just taking, just taking. Some stuff needs to be ignored. Amen. Ignored. Hear, but not hear. See, I ain't seen nothing. It's true. So we looked at Exodus, how the tabernacle, Exodus 29, 40, is sanctified by his glory, the kavod. Now we started out, and I got a much more impactful definition of kavod that we'll look at later in this series. But the the definition I gave you for glory initially was simply the word weight, W-E-I-G-H-T, weight. It's more than a moment of worship. It's more than just a moment. When we talk about the glory or the kavod, it's what happens in an atmosphere when the Spirit of God shows up and he reveals himself. Now, as we go in this series, you're going to see the difference between when there's just praise and worship and such, and when God shows up. See, there's a realm of glory that when God shows up, everything changes. Amen. Everything has to change. There can be no more human, just human activity. No human service. Because when God shows up, he takes over. Now, honestly, truthfully, truth told, many have never entered that realm or experienced that realm. But there's a last days people that God is preparing, even as I speak now, he's preparing them for the realm of glory. You find yourself on the pathway of glory, glory road. What's on that glory road? There are speed bumps. There are detour signs. There's construction going on. All kinds of things on that road in preparation for you to be able to enter the realm. Now, I think I made a distinction in our first message between a realm and a dimension. A realm is like a house, and dimensions are like the rooms in the house. Example, Moses, when he went up on the Mount, on Mount Sinai, Joshua and the 70 elders were initially with him. And they all saw some of the glory. But the 70 elders were sent back to govern over the people, Aaron and the priests and that. Joshua went so high, but he couldn't enter in. It was given to Moses. Moses entered into the glory. Joshua stayed up there, but he didn't enter in. So there are dimensions, there are rooms. Moses went in a leader. He came out a lawgiver. A difference. He was in the place where the word was being written. Where the word was being produced. That's where Moses was at. Others didn't qualify for that dimension. And it wasn't that they were bad or wrong. They just didn't qualify. It was Moses that was called to that. Now, I want to tell you something. This is why it's important to discover who you are. The Lord says, before you were in the womb. That's not just, that's a principle in the scripture. Before you were in your mother's womb, I knew you. And he told Jeremiah, I called you before you were in the womb, before you were a twinkle in the eye, before any of that, I called you to be a prophet to nations. So Jeremiah, don't give me excuses. When you discover, this is why we must rediscover, remember. There's a part of you. Your spirit man. This is why there's a war between Isaac and Ishmael, Cain and Abel, the natural man and the spiritual man, the soul against the spirit. There's a struggle there. The soul wants to reign, but he's not the right one. When your spirit man truly gets into the proper place, there's a whole lot of stuff, listen to me, that you're going to remember. You don't have to read it in a book. Amen. You didn't have to go to school for it. It's who you are. God says that's who you were before you were in the womb. I'm going to uncover that to you. You're going to rediscover that. Listen, this path, this glory path is not something that was just, they didn't just pave it like they do in Midway right now, Midway World. I tell you, I waited out there about a half an hour. I said, what are they doing? And come to find out they're paving. And you know how they one side go, then the other side wait. I'm trying to get home. The glory road is an ancient path. It's the path Moses walked. Abraham walked it. Joshua walked it. It's nothing new. It's not for 2026. It beats this modern day technology to death. If you get in alignment, it's an ancient path. It's a path that I believe that Jeremiah says that the fowl don't know. People don't stumble over it. A fool won't walk on that highway. It's a path, the path of the just. And it's a path that will shine brighter and brighter. The warfare lies up here. People settling or becoming content where they at. Eyes too old for that. Let me tell you something. Your best days lie ahead of you. I said your best days lie ahead of you. Don't fool yourself. And especially to young people, don't let days pass you by and you keep putting it off and putting it off one day. Well, no. Don't do that. Don't act as though Jesus is coming tomorrow. You know, when I say that, live like he is, even though we know he's not. But know that, you know, you got to occupy. You got to prepare. Prepare 5 years out. Prepare with generations in mind. Prepare. Do things. Don't do things like, well, it may not. What about tomorrow? No. What? Think way out there and get a plan.
Have you ever felt like God was calling you higher? Higher than routine. Higher than religion. Higher than just going through the motions. In The Rise of the Remnant, Apostle Trevor Banks Sr. helps you discover how to leave behind the weight of hypocrisy, distraction, and doubt, and rise into the fullness of God's grace, using the very skies above us, from the troposphere to the stratosphere. Apostle Trevor Banks shows us what it means to grow in faith, to push past obstacles, and to live as the authentic you. This is a call to transformation, a call to go deeper, a call to rise. Don't settle for surface living. Be part of the remnant God is raising up. The Rise of the Remnant by Apostle Trevor Banks. Available now wherever books are sold.
Thank you for listening to On to Perfection. If you would like to order today's message, or if you want more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036. For updates on ministries and other events, visit our website at www.reslifefl.com. That's www.reslifefl.com. And remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.